This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Thursday Night Football means one thing. Darn it, we're going to win one of these, guys. We're in it together.
This also we're beginning our competition, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Where the loser has to do what?
The loser has to
watch the Chiefs Hallmark movie.
Yes. Yep. Okay. And then report back.
Right. All right, Thursday three-way parlay. It is Commanders at Eagles tonight.
Okay.
Whose turn to go first?
Josh, you want to go first?
I'm trying to think who went first last time. Was it me or you?
No, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about it. I don't remember.
I'll go first then. Let's go Devonta Smith over on receiving yards, 52.5.
I like that one. He's been good of late.
Mm-hmm.
He's healthy again. Devonta Smith over 52.5. Okay. I want receptions. Give me Zach Ertz over 3.5 catches.
Okay.
They're
going to be for 9 yards.
That's right. I mean, hey, you asked
total,
me.
Total.
You asked me when the Bills drafted Dalton Kincaid, would you take Zach Ertz? And I said no. And I stand by it till today.
Today you wouldn't take prime Zach Ertz?
I don't know. He'd get targeted more. He'd get more catches. He was a volume guy. Anyway, Ertz over 3.5.
I think the more he plays football, the more I think he's Zach Ertz, by the way. Everything short. I'm going to go all right. I'm going to go with Terry McLaurin under 60.5 receiving yards. He
Quinyon Mitchell, maybe? Or there's someone the
yeah, they have a good secondary.
So Quinyon Mitchell has been He's locked up pretty much everybody that he's played. The numbers on this Eagles corner, I'm reading an article here today from the Washington Post about, like, McLaurin has roasted the Eagles time and time again, but Quinyon Mitchell has locked up almost everybody he's played. So I like that one.
And McLaurin is catching an insane yards per target, yards per catch. Like, there are bomb plays happening, which is good, and like I'm not saying those are going to go away. I just think they're a little less easy to count on. It is happening like every week where Daniels is hitting McLaurin on a bomb, but I guess that's my bet. My bet is against that happening, and I think he's a little reliant on that. Two weeks ago, two catches for 19 yards. Like, he's still capable of that stinker. Although both those went for touchdowns. To be fair,
there you go. Thursday three-way: Smith, Devonta Smith over, Terry McLaurin under, Zach Ertz over on catches.
Okay.
What's the over in the game? I guess I should look at that. Like, the books expecting this game to be?
They think this will be a scoring game. 48.5.
With a 3.5 point spread to the home team, Philadelphia.
Which I think might be, I don't think I saw a higher number this week. Ravens Steelers is the same number, 48.5.
Okay.
The Bills and Chiefs are definitely going to be lower than that. But how much lower? Is it not up? 46.5. Okay, not much. Want to guess the dog of the day?
I do.
I have it.
We'll go right to the dog of the day. The Sabres play the Blues tonight. Listen, if you beat the Blues, Now we're at, what, five out of six? 4 out of 5. They had a 3-game win streak. They lost to Montreal. Now you're at 4 out of 5. Then play the Flyers, 5 out of 6. No Tage if he doesn't play tonight. That's tough, and you might have to go to Levi as well and get a game from him. So tough task tonight, but all right, dog of the day, St. Louis in town.
Mm-hmm. Do you want my list of people? John Hamm, among others.
That's right. John Hamm and John Goodman.
Okay. What would the John Goodman dog be?
Other famous people from St. Louis. Nelly. They already had a Nelly dog.
Nelly. Chuck Berry.
Joe Buck and Jack Buck are both from St. Louis.
Okay. Cedric the Entertainer.
Yep.
Phyllis from The Office. And Pam from The Office, both from St. Louis. That one I knew because she, I think, is a season ticket holder or something.
Do you
She's
have the dog of the day?
I have it.
Okay. I'm guessing it's going to be called the Yogi.
Okay, it's not. It's called the Slinger.
Oh! All right. I saw this. There's a sandwich called the Slinger, or it's... I saw what this was as a St. Louis staple, but I don't remember it now. So what do we got? We've got I don't remember what's on a slinger, but I have read about a St. Louis slinger.
Yeah, it's a St. Louis it's a common sandwich. Hot dog topped with chili, shredded potato, cheddar, and jalapeno.
Jackpot. That's a jackpot right there.
That's a great dog right there.
Yep. Winner of a dog.
The thing that I shouldn't be mad at, but I'm getting mad at it. I need someone to tell me that this is absolutely not something that I should be getting mad at. Is related, I guess, to the Sabres.
Okay.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Someone tell me I should not be getting mad at this article in quotes from Bill Guerin, the GM of the Wild, who's also the GM of USA Hockey right now, who is making comments that are leading to, like, Tage Thompson won't be on Team USA this year because they want penalty killing and they want defense. And I got quotes like, oh, you can't build an all-star team. Just... And he actually does make a comment about Thompson. Like how, oh, you know, we might want somebody to take face-offs and penalty kill for us, even though one guy might actually be a better and more talented hockey player.
Yeah. I mean, Tage is great.
He's like one of the 5 best centers in hockey right now, isn't he?
He scores a ton. He's not a defensive liability. He scores even strength. He's a power play asset. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
So this is my thing. Is it dumb to get mad about Thompson potentially getting left off in 4 months for a made-up tournament that's going to last a week? The Four Nations Cup.
I guess it's not. Should you be mad about that? No, probably not. Don't we silver lining it with he gets some rest and he needs some rest and the Sabres season is more important? Then again, Darlene's going to play.
It's a little bit of that. It's more to beyond that. Like, I am invested in, like, USA hockey. Like, I want to see them beat Canada badly in tournaments, and you never get to see them in tournaments. And it's like you look at the players they have and it's like, oh, finally, for the first time, like, ever, you could put a roster of Americans up against a roster against Canadians, and the talent disparity is not that large. And here's USA Hockey, like, oh, you can't build an all-star team. We need to put, you know, we need to get our Brock Nelsons on the team so that we can defend Sidney Crosby better.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
The other player was about Cole Caulfield. Yeah, who leads the NHL in goals, how like he might not make the team because they want two-way players. But
yeah.
Sweet.
Right. All right. 803-0550-1888-550-2550. The latest on the standings, like, you know, Sabres tonight home. It's funny. The Atlantic just looks like this, right? The Sabres a day ago were in a playoff spot, and now they're in 7th out of 8 in the Atlantic.
Right. Well, everyone's stacked together, right?
Win tonight, and you're a point behind Boston, who is in the 3 spot. It really is starting to look like the wild card. I mean, the wild card is 16 points. The Sabres win tonight. They pass Ottawa. They go into a wild card spot,
mm-hmm.
and they pass the Rangers. Ottawa with a game in hand. So it does look like a year, Joe, where there might be 2 teams that make the playoffs with, like, 93 points.
Which, well, that's happened back-to-back seasons, hasn't it? Like, the bar's been lowered recently. I know the Sabres was by 1 point. What, they have 91 points?
Last year, 91 was the last spot, but the second to last spot was 98.
The Islanders got in the Metro with 94.
2 years ago, that's the Islanders 93, Panthers 92.
Yeah.
2 years ago. And then there's 3 years ago where the 8th spot was 100.
Right. And I think really what has changed there is Washington and Pittsburgh have really gotten older.
I mean, well, Pittsburgh just made a trade to sell. Lars Eller for a 3rd-round pick.
Well, they're below the Sabres right now in the standings. Washington, too, like, you know, you asked about Ovechkin and his, like, he's scoring goals at an insane rate. I think he's got 10 already on the year, and that's helping this, but they're kind of back. And I don't know if that's going to last, but that was a team, when thinking about the Sabres for the playoffs, like, I would have thought, okay, Capitals don't have to worry about it anymore. They finally started showing their age. They were not good last year. It was amazing they even had the season they did, because a lot of their underlying numbers were like, this team is not that good. And then this year they've come out like, oh, yeah, they're right back to being the Capitals of like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So, I don't know. I look at it right now and think, I still am left with, I've got to count on Tampa and Boston not flipping a switch and just being Tampa and Boston. Because if they do that, there's no spot available. Right?
Yeah.
You need Tampa to be a low 90s point team. You need Boston to be a low 90s point team. Or you need the Capitals, again, to just this all to be fake in the first 15 games of the year. And then I've got 6 teams battling for 1 spot. Like, I know we talk about the league with parity, but I'm starting to really go the other way. I made this point the other day that just in the East, how much parity is there when every year it's the same 6 teams? It's just like that team, Florida, Toronto, Boston, Tampa Bay, Carolina, like all the Rangers, those teams are all automatically in every year.
Yeah. 803-0550. When we return, we reveal the Bills' legend of the game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.